This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
You know what, though? Let's. Why don't we go from one great voice to another?
Why not? Well, I'd like. Not me.
The comedy's really leaking out. I know, right? It is.
Everyone, please welcome the fabulous Mama Alto.
Hello. Thank you. I'll stop. Oh, no, keep going. Oh, thank you.
What about you? You have you've risen, haven't you? Like, I mean, you were doing well. You were always doing well. But nowadays, you seem to just be doing amazing shows and performing everywhere.
Yeah, I try. I'm not sure if you'd know what that's like, but do you have personal experience of that yourself?
Yeah, a little bit. You know what it's like? Is it that you just, I think after a while, you've been working really hard. Really hard, and that's what it's about, isn't
it? It's true.
You know?
But it's also, well, to me, I think so much of it is because it's about the audience.
Right.
And it's about the way which what I love about the theatre and about music and about cabaret performance is the way that you can touch an audience, you know.
Literally.
Sometimes literally, but I meant more in the figurative sense, more in the emotional sense, because at the moment, you know, the world is in a very strange place sociopolitically. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of hate flying around.
And if we can go and watch something or listen to something and forget about that.
Yeah, or feel empowered by that, or feel understood or validated or affirmed, like our identities and our lived experiences are important and beautiful and powerful. That's what I love about
it. I agree with that. And where did it begin for you then? Where did you, you know?
It began for me down at the South Melbourne Butterfly Club, the original old South Melbourne
Butterfly Club.
Well, actually, you know, if you asked my mother, it began the instant I was born, and I was born severely premature and swooped away by a nurse into a humidity crib.
Right.
And then I used to lie in the humidity crib, she said, singing like a little bird with no words. So it started from the instant that my premature little lungs gasped.
Do you remember
for
what
air.
You were wearing?
It was red.
Blanket,
it was red
sort
and
of a
shiny.
Style.
Well, I was thinking more of amniocentesis, but you know.
Wow.
But you know, it's not the most glamorous stage outfit. But you know, I started at the South Melbourne Butterfly Club with the beautiful team there, and then from there, I was invited to Melbourne to do a Melbourne Fringe Festival show. From there, I was invited to do a Melbourne Cabaret Festival show, and it just kept on taking off.
Kept on going
there.
And rolling down that hill.
And that was six or seven years ago.
Wow!
Now.
Wow!
Yeah.
Do you Well, I mean, your main sort of genre is jazz, isn't it?
Yes, I love the great way in which all of the jazz icons, people like Billie Holiday, people like Sarah Vaughan, lesser known people as well like Carmen McRae and people like Lena Horne and Dee Bridgewater, the way that they can sculpt the melodies but also the lyrics to give songs so many layers of meaning and so many endless infinite ways to re-represent a song, to tell so many stories and to tell things about their life and times, but also about the audience's life and times in a way that just grabs you in the heart, not just in the mind.
Yes. Now, a lot of people, when you say, oh, I love that lyric, they have no idea what the lyric actually is. You know, but we all do it, don't we?
We think,
oh, I love that song, but I don't know what the lyrics are or whatever.
Oh, yes.
But there's the genre of jazz, which is what you basically just said. I think those, it's interpreting those lyrics, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, which I think it's kind of a meeting of the intellect and the emotions, which I think is a wonderful thing because that's what we're so often deprived in our current society. People are encouraged to play it cool, and it's a bit taboo to express your feelings in any deep or meaningful way,
yeah,
or intense way. And I think if people are allowed to access those feelings, which we can do through music, which
absolutely,
we can do through theatre, that's a very positive thing, and it can create wonderful social changes. Whereas in the political sphere or in daily life, we're expected to always be rational and objective, which are not innately human qualities.
No, and they're very dull as
and
well,
very detrimental,
aren't they?
Yes, to our well-being as individuals and as communities.
Absolutely.
Oh, I like it. I had to pause there, Mama. Now, you have got, we mentioned it at the beginning, but you have got a very, very big gig coming up.
I do. I do. So this Saturday, the 2nd of September, mm-hmm, at 7 p.m., at the National Theatre St Kilda, which is just such a divine and beautiful place.
It is, isn't it?
It's, yeah,
one of the only surviving Beaux Arts Belle Epoque era theatres in Australia.
And don't you just wish that they just, I have no idea whether it's protected or
it
whatever.
It is, so it's under heritage overlays. Oh. It's also a registered war memorial.
Oh,
wow.
Because it was built by returning soldiers from both of the
I
world
didn't know
wars.
That.
So it stands as a memorial to those people, but also to the way in which community can come together. And it has such a fabulous, the design elements.
Yeah, it is gorgeous.
Which the original Belle Epoque inspired Beaux Arts design, which is then overlaid with Art Deco touches. And then it's just, and it's so stunning. So they said, they commissioned us to come and do this show, the National Theatre, as part of their program. They said, wouldn't it be great if two Melbourne icons met, the beautiful vintage National Theatre and the beautiful vintage songstress Mama Alto.
And you said yes.
I said yes. I said this is just going to be beautiful. And then very next day, this was late last year when they, mm-hmm, called me, the programming manager, to commission this. The very next day I was in there for the photo shoot with my gold gown on.
Which is exquisite. It really is.
Exquisite is a good word because that's in fact the title of the cabaret performance.
Look at me.
Exquisite, An Evening with Mama Alto. The reason
that is the title, though, is
because when they commissioned us, the National Theatre people, wonderful people at the National Theatre,
yep,
flipped through some of our reviews from the last 6 or 7 years of myself and Miss Chief, my amazing
fabulous
musical directress on the piano.
Long suffering.
I often say that in my shows. Of course, she'll be on the 9-foot Steinway grand piano.
Oh, so she's ready
night.
For
she's
that.
Ready.
And actually, at the end of the night, when we have our Jazz Age cocktail party in the beautiful golden upstairs mezzanine foyer,
yes,
which is a heritage listed space, it's not always open there. There's a second grand piano there, which was the grand piano played by and part owned by Winifred Atwell.
Yes.
Who older listeners may remember,
yep,
was, I didn't deliberately look at you just then, Michael. Older listeners,
I'm the youth,
will remember she was in the 50s, 60s, 70s. She was this fabulous Caribbean ragtime jazz pianist,
yeah,
and she used to tour the world nonstop, and she loved Australia so much that she settled here, and she played at the National, I believe it was 1956.
Wow.
To coincide with the Olympics. That's her piano, which Miss Chief will be playing later in the night.
Oh,
but anyway,
wow,
the title Exquisite, they flipped through the reviews that Miss Chief and myself have received over the last 6 or 7 years, and this word kept popping up. So the National Theatre said, why don't we name it National Theatre Presents Exquisite.
Lovely.
An Evening with Mama Alto.
I love it.
Perfect.
Now, where do we get our tickets,
well,
Dean?
You log on to the... Oh, sorry, that's
no,
a question
no,
for
I
Dean,
thought,
not
thought
for
Dean
me.
Dean might want to... You
can get your tickets via the National Theatre website. That's nationaltheatre.org.au/exquisite.
Mm.
That's, yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
Am I allowed to offer a sneaky promotional code?
Sadly, I don't think you would be able to. No, I don't think you would be able to.
No,
now,
it hasn't been organised through
exactly
the giveaways. But
well,
maybe
it wouldn't
if they
be
pop on social media, they might find
I mean, it's a code,
it,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're just letting Joy listeners know, aren't you, that that's an option that they
perhaps
have.
Perhaps. I don't want to break any rules.
Give it a go. Give it
if
a
you
go.
Use the promo code MAMALOVE, all one word, M-A-M-A, love, L-O-V-E, all one word, because we need a lot of love at the moment.
You're right.
You'll
so
get
much
special discounted tickets.
Oh,
love
there you
that
go. Why don't you go and check that out? You can go to www.nationaltheatre.org.au.
Yep.
And it's... No, sorry.
We had a message in. We love you, Mama Alto. Love, Belle and Dell.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Ellendale.
Thank you so much, Bellendale.
It's on this Saturday.
Yep.
Saturday, September 7th at 7 p.m. at the National Theatre in St Kilda.
This Saturday.
Yes, indeed.
I'd love to see the dress up and I love to
see
it.
Oh, I mean,
there.
You've got a night like that.
Why wouldn't
what
you?
A night to dress up, you know.
I'll wear my finest tank top.
Oh, no.
I was hoping for the rubber suit.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Everyone loves the
he
rubber
can
suit.
Get in it, but he
can't get out of it. Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you for having me. It's always lovely to
An
be at Joy.
Pleasure.
Good on you. You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.